Good morning, Austin. Or is it good afternoon? I never really knew what that was right at 12 noon. Anyway, it's our first day here in Austin, Tailgate Country. I am Cliff Crable, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about each and every week here. The show kind of came into evolution through tailgating myself, a love of football, a love of grilling, and God knows a love of beer. So we kept looking around and we said, we need to have something where we could talk about this. So here we are, Tailgate Country. Each and every week, we'll be talking sports, music, beer, food, and grilling. Now, I don't know about everybody out there, but those are my topics. Can't think of anything else I'd rather talk about. I've had a good morning here. I got to meet D-Balls over there, so you'll hear me referencing D-Balls. We have Josh from Happy Chicks here today. He's going to talk about their tailgate platters, which are unbelievable. We've got Sam from Twisted X. He's the brewer out there. He's going to talk brewing beer with us and Twisted X beer a little bit today. That'll be fun. But let's talk about what we're going to be down the road. Every week, we have been blessed to have the one and only Jess Pryles. Now, if you're any form of a griller out there, you know that Jess is just, she's all that. She is a grilling expert. She's from Australia. She lives here in Austin now. She's got a great new book out called Hardcore Carnivore, an unbelievable line of rubs and spices and all that stuff. We'll get all into that. Next Sunday, be sure to watch. She'll be on the Today Show on Sunday, I believe it is, or Saturday. We'll confirm that on social media. We're going to get into grills. What's the best kind of grill to use? What are the best sources for things, et cetera, et cetera? So if you have some commentary on that or some thoughts, don't hesitate to jump on the line. Shoot us some text. Let us know what you're thinking about grilling. What are you grilling this weekend? We want to know what you're grilling out there. How about the fact that this is the coolest craft beer place I've come across? And I've been able to travel quite a bit. I came here for South by Southwest, and I got to roll around and see all of these breweries. It's unbelievable. So I did some homework. I found out we're considered by USA Today, I believe, the fifth best craft brewery town in the country. So we've been exploring out there everywhere you could think of trying beers. We're going to bring that to you every week. We're going to talk about IPAs. We're going to talk about how beers brewed, what types of beers, where to get them, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a blast. We're going to get into tailgating, period. So when I first got here, South by Southwest was going on. So the town was crazy, and I'm pretty sure of all of Austin that wasn't at South by Southwest left Austin for those days. But it was great for me to see just how alive this town could be. And I fell in love with it, and I said, we've got to add the show here. So here we are. Then I came across baseball at UT. Holy crap. That whole Occupy left field thing brought tailgating with baseball to a new level. So I'm looking at Austin, and I say, great music town, probably the best in the country. Great sports town, love our Longhorns. Craft beer everywhere. Jess Pryles living right here in town. So here we are at the Horn. So every week we're going to be out and about, whether it's the first hour of pregame for the Longhorns, or it's out enjoying ourselves pregame for the Dallas Cowboys on Sundays, all over the place during the week. We're going to be bringing to you recipes from Jess and other grill masters across the country who know their stuff. It'll be great to go out and try it. All in all, it's an hour of talking about the stuff we love to do. When you think about tailgating, it occurred to me it's one of those things left in the country where we're not buried in a phone or lost somewhere else. We're sitting on a tailgate. We're talking about the game we're going to, the concert we're about to go to. We're playing cornhole or bags, depending on what part of the country you're from. We're drinking some cold beers. We're cooking on the grill. We're not caught up in all that social media stuff quite as much. It's almost like it's the new water cooler. It's where we catch up with each other on a human level. We're going to talk about all that stuff each and every week. We're going to get down and dirty on how to grill. Again, the beers, all that cool stuff. Going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait. Now, as it relates to what we're going to talk about with sports, each and every day here at the Horn, we talk sports all day long, 24/7. I just came behind the gals who just got done talking sports. We're going to look at sports a little differently, or we're going to talk a little bit differently about what exactly is going on with sports. We're going to dive into the last-minute things that are going on in the sports world. We're going to talk the social aspect of games and being out at the games and where the tailgates are, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to have a different feel to it, but certainly it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to have a high energy level to it. We're going to have different guests every week, so you don't get tired of just hearing my voice. I might even have D-Balls jumping in here to give me a little word. He's nodding his head at me, but nobody in the world can hear him nodding his head. And now I got to laugh. D-Ball, say hello to everybody.
How's it going, guys?
It's going awesome on my end. How about yours?
I've got many nicknames on this station. So
yeah, I'm going to go with the one that I heard from the outdoors guys.
I
think that fits in the few minutes that I've known you.
Completely agreed.
So I walked in this morning and I spent some time with D-Balls, and I said to him, I said, you know what? Every week when I come in, I'm going to have two important ingredients. The first is beer, and the second is food. When the food part came up, D-Balls just lit up from eye to eye, you know, eyeball to eyeball. I knew I had made a new friend this
every
morning.
Week. I'm ready for it.
It's going to be like clockwork. Whether we're out somewhere or here, it doesn't matter. We're going to make sure you're taken care of.
The food in there right now is going through the wall here, and it just smells terrific.
Yeah, I don't want to steal away from Josh because Josh is going to join us here in a little bit. But let me tell you about this. So, again, we're going to have a segment called Beer in a Bite. And we're going to go to all of the awesome food places here in Austin. And we're going to simply walk in and we're going to ask them for their best beer and their best dish. And we're going to try it and we're going to review it. And it'll be food where we know you can bring it out to your tailgate. So I'm wandering around aimlessly through downtown Austin. And I somehow walk into this place called Happy Chicks. Actually, strike that. I walk into Bikinis because it's a sports bar, and I'm trying to check the scores out from the World Cup game. And I meet Josh, their GM, and he kind of takes me through this back door to the place next door, which is called Happy Chicks. And he wants to convince me that chicken tenders are this to die for thing. And I'm a big wings guy. I don't do the boneless wings. I'm a bone-in kind of guy. Love to grill them. But he gets my attention enough that I say, okay, bring some out. Guys, gals out there, I tried these things, and they are unbelievable. Like, stop the clock, unbelievable. They were so good. So, long story short, we get to talking. We have a good time talking to each other, giving each other the business. We find out we're both from the New England area originally. And here he is going to be with us today. We're going to talk about Happy Chicks and the tailgating platters that you can get there. That's kind of another deal we'll be doing out there. So the food that D-Balls is referencing on the other side of the glass is the chicken tenders that Josh brought in that are looking mighty fine next to the Twisted X beer that is right behind us. So long story short, that's kind of who we are. On the other side of the break, we'll come back and we'll be talking with the folks from Twisted X Brewery out in Dripping Springs. I kind of came across them the same way. Awesome guys. I'll have to tell a story another time when the owner can come in about his football days playing football with Drew Brees. He played linebacker out there. A lot of fun. It'll be a good time. So we'll catch up on the other side and we'll have Sam from Twisted X Brewery. Okay, we are back. That was interesting. We have on the line joining us Sam from Twisted X Brewery. Sam, you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. And to my right, sitting with us, is Josh from Happy Chicks. So we're talking food and beer. We're going to start with beer, which is how life is supposed to start. So, Sam, tell me a little bit about what's going on out at Twisted before we get going here. As you know, I was out there, got to spend a good part of the day yesterday with you guys, got to learn about the beer, et cetera. Such a cool way that you guys are going to market. The beer is awesome. And let me tell you, if you have not been out to Dripping Springs, to their brewery and their tasting room, you got to get out there. It sits in the middle of, I don't even know how many acres. You know, Sam, maybe you could tell us. It's beautiful to sit out there. I could feel my blood pressure dropping, and that wasn't because of the beer. Just the relaxed, great environment. They've got all kinds of neat stuff going on out there, so definitely check them out. Sam, tell me how it all started for you out there, buddy.
Well, it all started for me. I accepted a job as a delivery driver out there about 4 years ago, and just kind of have been working my way through the ranks, washed kegs for a while, and just recently finished a brewing certificate, and I've been brewing out there for about 2 years.
That's awesome. And what's that experience been like for you? Were you a beer lover before you started just driving beer around, or did it happen the other way around?
I was a beer lover, and the free beer promise was definitely one of the job perks that made me want to take the job.
That was clearly one of the reasons I started the show, free beer. Well, we've got Josh with us today from Happy Chicks. So the first question I've got for both of you is, if you're going to be out on a tailgate and you're eating chicken tenders from Happy Chicks, and we'll get you some sent out there to the brewery, since you wimped out on us today and you're out at a wedding or whatever it is, I promised you I was going to give you a hard time about that. What is the perfect beer from Twisted to combine with the chicken tenders from Happy Chicks?
If I was on a tailgate, I would say the Gulf Kolsch would be my go-to.
That's what I'm spying right now.
Couldn't agree with you more, actually. In fact, that was the first one I tried yesterday. I've kind of become a regular on the Austin Lager, so it was good to try the other one. And it was great to have your owner inform me the reason of the colors of the can. To go Houston Oilers on those colors was just cool. I grew up a huge Earl Campbell fan, so that made me want to try it even more. So I could see the tailgate tie-in right away. We've got a can the color of the Houston Oilers. It tastes great. It goes down easy. It's good drinking beer. Tell me the process that goes behind that beer. What do we do to brew that out there?
Well, so with that beer, it's a German style, very traditional. However, this beer differs from other German ones where it's an ale rather than a lager, which are most traditional German beers. So it ferments a lot faster. We're using a lot of German malts in this one as well. Where the Austin Lager, we're using a lot of domestic malts. So the German malts give it a sweeter, breadier taste to it, which I think would really complement the breadiness of the chicken.
Gotcha.
Then, so we boil it for an hour. We use all German hops, and that's pretty much it. Let it ferment its way out.
One of the things that I saw out there, and I've probably now been in 150 breweries over the course of the last couple of years with the show being in different markets, it's the first time I saw a silo that with fermentation in there. Can you tell us a little bit about that silo out back? That thing is just cool.
It's real cool. So we were wanting to expand our brewery, but we were getting a little bit of a runaround with permitting and all that, so we decided why not just build a silo rather than add onto our building. So we took it's essentially a rainwater collection tank that's got a 30-foot diameter, and inside of it, it's got, I think, six tanks right now. Each one is close to 20 feet tall, and we're still getting it all wired up and plumbed in, but it's going to be a real cool deal whenever it's done.
And that'll help you to increase your overall production, correct?
Oh, yeah, a lot of capacity. We're bottlenecking in a few places, and these extra tanks and extra conditioning areas really going to give us the ability to continue to grow.
That's awesome. So we're agreeing on that beer for tailgating. So I'm going to bring Josh on for a quick second here. Josh, what are you thinking? Thinking that beer makes sense for some Happy Chicks tenders?
I think Kolsch's go great with sunny days, tailgating, fresh chicken. It's just perfect beer.
Yeah, I like to call it a boat beer.
Exactly.
When I'm out on the boat, I want to be able to, over the course of the day, have a few and not feel the effects of that and be a knucklehead out there on the water. This is the perfect beer for that, in my opinion. And then we go back to tailgating. It's the same thing. We're getting out there, in the case of UT, 4 or 5 hours before a game. That's a long party. It's a great beer to sustain that amount of time you're out there. What was the first beer that you guys brewed out there?
Well, the first beer back in the ancient history of Twisted X was the original Tex-Mex lager that we put out that eventually evolved into our Austin lager.
Right. And what is that called? That's the Austin lager now. And what's the one in the green can? I apologize that the name's eluding me.
The one in the green can is our Chupahopra, the IPA.
That's been very popular.
Oh, yeah. And it was recently reformulated. We were actually sold out of it whenever you came by the brewery, so we couldn't get you any samples. So we're going to have to get your rain check on that one.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy about that, but that's okay. But what I did try when I was out there that I absolutely fell in love with, and guys, this one will throw you a little bit of a curveball if you just look at the can or you think of the name. But once you try this beer, and I want to learn a little bit about it today while we got Sam on the phone, it's their Whoa Mango. Now, I'm thinking mango beer, and all I can picture is some super sweet, not great beer. Well, I had it yesterday, and it was the perfect beer early afternoon to just start the day off. So, Sam, coach me through. Tell me a little bit about that beer. What's the process on brewing that beer?
On that beer, we're using a lot of pale ale malts, which give it a slightly darker color than the Pilsner malts that we use in our Kolsch or our lager. So it's going to have a little darker color. We're using a lot of tropical American hops, Azaka and Citra varieties specifically. Those have a lot of natural tropical fruity citrusy flavors in them, and it pairs really well with the tropical flavors of a mango. However, we like to exercise subtlety whenever we do fruit beers because I don't like the overpowering sweet fruit beers. I just want that mango flavor to really complement the tropical notes that are already occurring in the hops.
Gotcha. And that's exactly what I sensed from that beer. It had a nice aroma to it. It went down very easy for an IPA. A lot of people don't know exactly what an IPA is. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
IPA stands for India Pale Ale. It's basically the hoppier cousin of the pale ale, which originated in England, London area. The story goes that hops act as a preservative, and when people would get on boats and go out to India for trading, the beer would spoil before they got there. So adding a whole bunch of hops to the beer made it last the entire voyage. There's some debate on whether or not that's actually the origin of the beer, but it's a romantic story, so that's the one I like to tell.
That's the one I'm going with from now on. I like that too. So that works for me. How many years has the brewery been out in Dripping Springs?
We have been in Dripping Springs since that was before I started there, but it was November of 2013.
So a good amount of time to grow out there.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty of room to grow. My understanding is that there's a former New York Giant that owns the land that you're surrounded by out there. Is that correct?
That is true. Eric Howard was playing for the Giants in mid to late 80s, won 2 Super Bowls with them.
Other than that, he didn't have a good career, huh?
No.
Yeah,
he's out at the brewery all the time. He's a great guy.
Yeah, we cannot wait to get him in here with your owner and have a good time with him and Hunter, because the stories, and I've heard some stories coming out of New England, about Belichick and Parcells and LT and Phil Sims. He lived through all that stuff. He was part of that. I just think it'll be a blast to get them in here and for us to go out there and share some of those stories. That's what tailgating's all about right there. That's an example of how we're going to roll in the sports world. We're going to share stories. We're going to tell funny stuff that we've come across one or the other across the map here. All right. So you got some time, Sam?
Oh yeah, I've got time.
All right. So we're going to jump to a break here for a minute, pay some bills, you know, all that good stuff. D-Balls is giving me that look that it's that moment in time, so we're going to get him to roll to that. And when we come back, we're going to talk more tenders, more Twisted X, get into some tailgating. See you on the other side, guys. All righty. We are back. Sam, you still there?
Here.
Awesome. I love those lead-ins. The music's great this morning. D-Balls is doing
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
I got a hard time for him about this later on, but we'll get into that later. All right, we're back, and we're still talking beer with Sam from Twisted X. What's the next big thing coming for you guys? Is there something in the future, or are you guys just so swamped with everything that's going on out there now with the current brands? What do you have up your sleeve?
Well, I think you might be getting a breaking story right here, but we've got a new beer in the works that's going to be coming out in cans. It's called Barley Sickle, and it's going to be a strong blonde ale.
Nice. I'm a big fan of the blonde ale.
Yeah, so the blonde ale, you know, is typically going to be in the 4 to 5, maybe 6% at the most, but this one we're going to be getting close to 8% at 7.7% ABV. So it's going to be one that you're not going to need too many of.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Full of flavor.
I was just thinking, what's an Uber ride cost from Dripping Springs back to downtown Austin? That's a definite question I'm going to need to answer before I start trying those.
Oh yeah.
So, 4 years in the beer business, started as a driver, now out there brewing. Tell me about your partner in brewing out there. It's my understanding he's kind of the mad scientist of brewing.
Oh, yeah. Our head brewer out there, Brian Bush, he's got 25 years of brewing experience. He's a UC Davis fermentation grad, and he is just a wealth of knowledge.
Has it been great to learn from him?
Yeah, the practical, just day-to-day with him, learning something new every day has been tremendously valuable to myself and my growth in this career.
That's an unbelievable route to go. No doubt to have somebody with that kind of experience. And that's one of the neat things that's really happening here in Austin is because there are so many great breweries, there's a lot of intellectual capital here in town. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of different approaches to brewing beer that you just don't get in other parts of the country. We're real lucky here in Austin, and we need to take advantage of getting out and trying these different craft breweries for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody wants to grab a six-pack to go enjoy the rest of their day and fire up the grill or whatever the case may be, where are some of the bigger places that are carrying your stuff out there? Do you know off the top of your head?
I would say your best bet's going to be any HEB in Central Texas. However, we're also at Specs, Twin Liquors, Randall's, Whole Foods, most of the big stores.
That's awesome. I definitely have stopped at HEB a couple times to pick your stuff up and never had any problem grabbing some there. So we're 49 days away, is the rumor? Yep, 49 days away from our first big UT game. They're on the way to Maryland for that game. They're not on the way today, but you know what I mean. For that game, we're definitely going to have to put something together to enjoy some Twisted X and some Happy Chicks tenders for that day. That's going to be a big day.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, I know you have a wedding to get to. Who's this wedding exactly?
Girlfriend's coworker. Some good people.
Girlfriend's coworker. Are you at least, since you couldn't come in today, going to be coercing them into drinking some Twisted X?
I've got a couple cases in the fridge that we're going to sneak in there.
Good man, good man. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time today. I know you had a busy day. We'll be talking again down the road. We appreciate you. And drive safe and have a couple Twisteds for us.
All right, will do. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
What a cool notion it is out there. You go out to this place, and it's this big barn. And in the front of the barn, there's a tasting room with picnic tables, your typical setup. But the difference is you're looking out at hill country. It's absolutely beautiful out there. Maybe it's me being new to Austin, but I just had a great time out there, and I love their beer to start with. But the view was amazing. I can't wait to do some grilling events out there with those guys. Looking forward to it. So thank you to Sam for joining us. Thank you to Hunter, the owner out there, for allowing us to come out and see his place. And we really appreciate it. Now that we've talked beer a bit, and actually we got our first text here, it said, finally a weekend show on the horn worth listening to. Well, thank you for that. I disagree. I think all the shows are great. But Twisted X rules, no doubt about it. They're big fans of Love Later Days. We're on board with that. So, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Now we're going to go chicken tenders.
All right.
Tell me how this recipe came into fruition. How'd this all happen downtown?
We just wanted to make the best possible, freshest chicken tender. So we wanted it to be able to travel. We wanted it to be crispy. We wanted it also to be juicy. So we worked on perfecting a brine process. And the brine process is a 24-hour brine, keeps the tenders moist, juicy, flavorful. And it's not like any other chicken tender out there in the market. It's made fresh, to order, and it really just kind of blows away the competition, in our opinion.
Very cool. Now, when I came out there, there were a couple of different options as it went with the tenders, and I had the spicy ones, and I think in the plain ones, they were awesome.
The original.
And then you had some dipping sauces that were unbelievable. Tell us about the dipping sauces, because I feel like if somebody's going to go to a tailgate and they know they're going to be grilling burgers and hot dogs and the basics, adding one of these tailgate platters of tenders would be really cool. What I liked about it was all these dipping sauces would give an option for people from a flavor standpoint. So tell us a little bit about that.
We have we created our own ranch menu. So flavored ranches, sun-dried tomato feta, jalapeno ranch, garlic ranch. My personal favorite, it's a raspberry chipotle ranch. It's just unique homemade sauces that you can't find anywhere else. And they're made fresh to order. Really just kind of separates us from the competition.
So when you, when somebody comes in and they order a platter, and I saw these on the menu and we were having a good time talking about the tailgate platter, and they're going out to the game and they're going to feed, 10, 20 people, let's call it. What comes in a package for that?
So if you want to feed 20 people or so, you get looking at 50 tenders, you would get 4 8-ounce dipping sauces, and you could pick, mix and match. You could add some more. It basically make like a sauce bar for dipping. It's just fantastic.
Very, very cool. And if folks are out and they're wandering around downtown Austin and they're over in the Dirty Sixth, as I've learned to call it, area, and they want to stop by, where exactly is your location?
We're located beneath the parish and next to Bikinis, right in the Voodoo Donut area, right around there.
Gotcha. I learned all about Voodoo Donut the other day. It's all coming quickly. So if people want to stop there tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, they're there. I also know that there's quite a few locations on the radar for the Austin area. So be looking for that as well. I think we'll talk about it a little bit further down the road. He's giving me that look. We don't want to let too many cats out of the bag today.
We're looking to expand all across Austin and really become Austin's staple in the chicken tender market.
I never thought I'd be talking about a staple in the chicken tender market, but after having their tenders, I kind of agree. When you walk into Happy Chicks downtown, talk to me about the vibe. Like, what's the feel?
The thing that catches people's eyes the most is we have a giant chicken disco ball that rotates around the room above the bar. So it really separates us. It's a custom-made disco chicken ball. Yes, I'm saying disco chicken ball. It's a giant chicken that rotates around the room.
On this side of the glass, we have the custom chicken disco ball. And on the other side of the glass, we just have D-Balls, who I'm looking at, and he's just chewing down on these tenders.
Munching.
He's a happy man. What are you thinking, buddy?
Man, the spices in those chicken tenders are amazing.
What do you like about them?
The flavor, it's juicy. Everything that you talked about that y'all were trying to hit, 100% hit it.
It kind of fools you, doesn't it?
It does. It's got, so I kind of like, I'm not like a big spicy person. I'm actually allergic to mustard. So I can't have like, a lot of the buffalo sauces, stuff like that. So I prefer kind of the dry rub. And that's not really a dry rub, but in the actual breading of the chicken tender, it's got like a peppery type taste to it, and it's amazing. Good flavor.
That's exactly what got me too. I thought, man, I'm not a chicken tenders guy. These are unbelievable.
100%.
So definitely need to have those be part of the tailgate world this this coming season. So we got some new locations coming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit today.
Talk to me.
And good Lord knows I'm famous for this. I think what we need to do based on this morning's results is we need to come up with a combo with Twisted X beer and tenders. What do you think?
I'm thinking Tap Takeover.
I think Tap Takeover would be cool. I think maybe we can get one line out there so anytime anybody comes in, they can just enjoy the combo that we've been talking to everybody about.
Absolutely.
So in the spirit of that agreement, Josh, I think we need to crack
cheers.
Open a nice little beer from Twisted X. I'm doing this slower than I normally do, guys. I apologize. Oh. Yep, that's me pouring beer.
I got a head start.
I think he got a big head start, so we'll toast to that.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right, we're officially on beer o'clock here at Tailgate Country. D-Balls is still eating chicken over there, so we'll leave him out of that equation. So how's all this wrap into what we do here at the station? What do we do with the show? It really kind of simple. We're going to come in here every day, every Saturday, up until football season, and then you guys kind of heard the schedule. We'll be posting it out there for you. And this is exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to have Jess in here talking about grilling. I don't know anybody who knows more than her. If they're out there, let us know. We'll get them on the show. We're going to talk about the difference in grills. We want to hear your opinion out there. I know I was on yesterday in the morning with Aaron and the show. And we got some quick opinions on what grills they liked and didn't like, and what was good and didn't good, what wasn't good, and are pellet grills the way to go, et cetera, et cetera. That stuff we're going to be covering an awful lot as time goes on. This was kind of our first official beer in a bite. Gotta love it. We'll be doing a lot down the road. We'll be going out on the road trying them. You'll see it on social media. You'll hear it in here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now I'm going to get into the dirty of the thing. I'm looking at Josh, and Josh has become my buddy. But he's wearing a hat today that I can't let him wear into the station ever again.
Oof. Don't go there.
Guys out there, he's wearing a Yankees hat. We cannot have that happen in here. It's Austin, buddy.
Oof.
So I'm going to make sure I get him a Twisted X hat before he leaves the building today.
This is not Red Sox.
Easy now,
ooh,
fella. Easy now,
man.
Fella. Careful, D-Balls. Do not jump in on this.
There's so much tension in that room right now.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news about the whole thing.
Red Sox are first.
Best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
I love what goes on between the Houston Astros and the Red Sox. It kind of leaves the Yankees out in the cold because something tells me they're going to be playing in that wild card one game deal. Maybe Seattle is their nemesis for that. So I don't know if he'll be proudly wearing that Yankee hat, but if you stop in the Happy Chicks down there, make sure you talk to him and say, hey, no Yankee hats here in Austin. Make sure he's wearing his Twisted hat. It'll be better that way. He's laughing. He didn't know what to say right now. There's a certain redness to his face. But we lost last night after 10 in a row up in Boston, so I'm a little bit under the weather for that. Anyway, so we've done beer, we've done tenders, we're going to talk a little bit grilling, and we're going to get into personal tailgating stories now. So first, and I love putting people on the spot, D-Balls, you over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Best tailgating story ever.
Oh, man. To tell you the truth, I don't think I've particularly tailgated on my own. But my best tailgating story was a few years ago when I was working the AT&T Cotton Bowl. I got to shoot a video of the Oklahoma State football. They had a bunch of fans out there for the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium, and I got to film a bunch of fun stuff there with a bunch of their fans. So that was a lot of fun.
How were their fans?
They were really great, actually. They 100% welcomed us in, gave us a lot of free food. So I was 100% in, as I am today. But they were really nice.
That's how we got him here today, by the way. He had to stay an extra hour. We said, we'll bring food. All right, Josh, talk to me, buddy. Best tailgate story.
Best tailgate story. I'd spent Thanksgiving night, tailgating at MetLife Stadium.
Know it well.
Jets game.
I'm sorry.
Same old Jets, as we call it back in the Northeast. Just perfect. Deep fried turkeys.
Ooh.
Like eight.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very
stuffing.
Cool.
Everybody brought their own sides. It was just enormous. Like, what better Thanksgiving? Sports, deep fried turkeys. Can't go wrong.
Very cool. So I'm going to, for the first and last time, because we'll be talking to everybody else about their tailgates and what they had and what they did and all that good stuff. Mine goes back a couple of years back, and it was a last-minute thing. I was in town back home for a short period of time, and I played fullback through high school, college, blah, blah, blah. And my tailback calls me and says, hey, I hear you're in town from high school. And he says, we're going to Zach Brown tonight. You want to go? I said, I don't have tickets or whatever the case may be, you know, but I would love to. He says, yeah, we got one. So come on. So he picks me up. We head in the car, and we're in Camden, New Jersey. And if anybody's been in Camden, New Jersey, they know that you probably need bulletproof glass, et cetera. But the amphitheater there is real nice. So we get there, and we park, and he starts talking a bunch of smack about something I had not heard of at this point called cornhole. So on the East Coast, it's called cornhole. In the Midwest, it's bags. I know all that stuff. Here, I think it's cornhole. And so we get into this unbelievable competition back and forth. And he and I had been competing with each other. I don't care if we were riding BMX bikes when we were five or playing pickup basketball after we graduated college. We did not like to lose to each other. So we get into this cornhole contest. And there might have been a few ducats on the line as to who's going to win this thing. And I had never played before. And this kid was an incredible athlete, had went on to pitch in the minor leagues. It, you know, knew what he was doing with me, thought he was going to have me. Well, for some reason, my shoulder clicked right at that perfect spot where it hurt if I went another quarter of an inch. And I just started drilling one bag right after another. And we got mad. He got madder and madder. And we drank more and more. Finally, he gives in and says, you got me on this. He looks at me and he looks around. The concert had started 20 minutes ago. We were more caught up in the tailgate than we were the concert, for that matter. Now, Zach Brown's awesome, and we love Zach Brown here, and we did make it in to see the rest of the show and had a blast. But that's kind of tailgating. Tailgating's become as big a part of football, a big part of going out to a concert, heck, being out on the water, you name it. Tailgating's just become a way of life. There are people out there nowadays who are actually building tailgating spots in their backyard. They're putting in the grills. They're putting in the TVs. Up north, they were putting in the Tourchier heaters to keep it warm out there. Down here, I've heard a lot about misters being put in to keep it cool outside. It's really been a cool learning experience to see how it's done down here. And like Texas proclaims, they do it big when it comes to tailgating down here, whether it's in their backyard, out at the game, out at a concert. So we've been lucky to have Josh come in, talk to us a little bit about chicken tenders. Make sure you stop down there, try these things out. They are great. And I'm not just saying that because he's sitting across from me. In fact, that's the last reason I'd be saying it with that darn Yankees hat on. Anyway, I think we'll have D-Balls go pay some bills. We'll be back on the other side to kind of round out what's going on in town, tailgating-wise, coming up in the next week. And we'll go from there. Stuck in the past, fast asleep as the world passes by. And we're back. Little Zach Brown coming in there to highlight my tailgating story.
Yep, had to do it.
Country music, tailgating. Some of the best tailgates I've ever been to. Whether it was the first one I ever went to was with Kenny Chesney. He does a concert. He's become close friends with Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots. And that was the first tailgate I went to. And it's a big, he had seven or eight acts with him that day. And it's started at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and finished up at midnight. It was crazy. but was, again, that was kind of the first country music tailgate. I was standing up on the second level looking out at the parking lot and literally 60,000 people having a blast out there. I said, this is life. This is good stuff. This is a moment to stop and just enjoy life. So we're kind of in that lull time where tailgate's not exactly booming, but there are some cool things going on in town over the next week that I want to touch on. Obviously, we want to talk a little bit about Coke Fest, which is coming up. That's going to be a big deal with our sister station. Tonight in town, and I'm going to head over there for this, and I hope everybody else that out there in the listening area that loves country is too, because this guy's just awesome. Lee Bryce is going to be at Nutty Brown. Now, I've not been to Nutty Brown. I drove by it. It kind of looks like it's perfect for Austin and Texas, and I know they're getting ready to move, but what a great spot. And Lee Bryce, if you have not seen him, I've had the blessing to the good fortune to see him, I guess, three or four times now. And what a great show that guy puts on. I don't know exactly how tailgating would work out there, but I'm going to try to figure it out before I go in. Any tips to anybody wants to text in and let me know, I appreciate it. Josh, this is a good question for the guy from Connecticut. Country music fan?
Not at all.
Not at all. So what's your gig?
Sports. Sports.
Not a music guy.
If I listen to music, I'm going to relax in the sun. Tailgate, it might be some reggae.
Some reggae tailgating in Josh's future is what I just heard.
Or old East Coast rap.
Old East Coast rap.
Yeah, that's terrible. Around Texas, but it's the truth. At least I'm saying the truth, right?
Of course. How do you tailgate that?
I don't know.
That's a million-dollar question. How do you tailgate
that? If I'm at a tailgate, I'm listening to a pregame show. I'll be honest.
Here's another question, and I couldn't answer this if life depended on it. What's the tailgate like for the World Cup in Russia? Is there one?
Vodka.
Vodka?
You would think that that would be a pretty crazy tailgate because soccer are some of the most passionate fans in the world.
I saw some highlights, and I'm not a huge soccer guy. Let me just say that. I love watching it. My daughters play. I saw some highlights from England when they scored their first goal. Unfortunately, they lost to Croatia in that deal. But that looked like a tailgate in the streets there.
That it did.
The minute that goal was scored, I saw beer flying everywhere and the crowd going nuts. That was unbelievable.
I think in one of the first few rounds when Mexico scored a goal, there was like seismic activity in Mexico because of all the people cheering.
Yeah, we felt it here for sure. No doubt about it. And then what happened, I guess, when they what was the team that lost that got Mexico further along and they went to the embassy?
Korea.
Was it Korea? Well, whoever it was hilarious. Been. They had the guy up on the shoulders bouncing him, celebrating.
Korea beat Germany.
No. Oh, was that it?
Yeah, they had the Koreans who were celebrating the Koreans.
Unbelievable. In Mexico to be celebrating Korea with some little ambassador dude who had nothing to do with the victory. But here's a guy, we're going to bounce him on our shoulders and drink Mexican beer celebrating that we're going on to the next round. That's tailgating. I don't care where it's at. It's good fun stuff. I think we're going to follow up on that next week, D-Balls. We'll find out who that was and what the deal was and what that tailgating looks like for sure. Now, I'm going to take the last couple minutes here to talk about UT and tailgating. I want to give if anybody's listening out there, Occupy Left Field was the coolest thing I've seen in baseball in a long time, and I've been to a lot of baseball games. Those fans out in left field are part of the fabric of a baseball game at UT. You get out there, and for Cody Clemens to be rounding the bases and to look out at left field and flip the horns up, that's cool stuff. That's tailgating. I don't care what it takes for us to be part of it. We're going to talk next week about our new mobile studio that's going to be a tailgating beast that we're going to be able to take out on the road wherever we go, broadcast live from that studio. We'll have everything you need to make your tailgate going top notch out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. But those guys at Occupy, they got it down. They really do. D, have you been out there?
I have not.
We got to get you out there.
I'm in.
I went and I was sitting in the stands. I want to say it was the last regular season home game. And I'm looking out there. And I couldn't believe it. You know, it was like the Little League World Series for adults.
It was an electric atmosphere, even on TV.
I can't tell you, like the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, cool. It was just awesome. So we want to kind of follow in their footsteps, for lack of a better way to put it. We want to be as good as them. We want to be part of what they do out there next year, obviously. We've chatted a little bit with those guys. So next week we're going to talk a lot more grilling. We're going to get knee-deep in it, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk some grills. We're going to have some folks come in and talk grilling. We're going to have some steak next week. So let's be thinking about steak recipes. Thanks for taking an hour out of your weekend to listen in to us. Thanks to Josh from Happy Chicks. Thanks to Sam from out at Dripping X. I did that backward. Twisted X at Dripping Springs Brewery. And from me, thanks for listening to our first show, D-Balls. See you next week, buddy.